With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jeffy Ebanks. Kendra Martina Bodden has pled not guilty to a single charge of murder in the Grand Court. Appearing via video link from HMP Fairbanks, Ms. Bodden denied killing Lincoln Silborne in March 2025. She remains in custody and is scheduled to stand trial beginning on the 10th of November. The trial is expected to run for up to 7 days. In other court news, a man has appeared in the Grand Court to face a series of serious child-related charges involving three children aged between 7 and 13. His identity cannot be published due to a court order protecting the complainants. That order, first imposed in the summary court, was reinstated by the Grand Court when the charges were put to the man recently. The defendant entered not guilty pleas to all 11 counts to the allegations spanning from 2019 to 2015, including rape, assault by penetration, indecent assault, inviting a child to engage in sexual activity, causing a child to watch sexual material, and attempted creation of indecent images, as well as possession of an imitation firearm with intent to commit a sexual offense. The man has been remanded into custody at HMP Northward and is scheduled to stand trial for 10 days in November. In other local news, as you've heard live right here on Radio Cayman Monday morning, two Caymanians were pinned with special awards for services to the community at this year's King's Birthday Parade. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller caught up with them after the ceremony just outside the Government House on West Bay Road.
It was a bright and beautiful morning for this year's annual birthday parade and presentation of honors. Corinne Glasgow was pinned with the Cayman Islands Certificate and Badge of Honor for services to the community and voluntary organizations.
I just love serving, and I have served in Girls Brigade, prison ministries, a credit union, church ever, committed ever organization. I do missions. I just love serving and helping people to be the best that they can be.
What about people that aren't so civically minded? Any words of encouragement for them?
Get involved. If you could do something for someone else, it makes you feel so good that you want to do more.
Sean Matthew Tracy's services to Cayman Islands Chess and Schools were also recognized.
Delighted, humbled, and very appreciative of the honor, which I also treat institutionally. It's a recognition, I believe, of the growth of the Cayman Islands Chess Federation over the last few years. It's a team effort, very much, and in particular, we managed to establish a chess in education program under National Master Ryan Blackwood. So Ryan goes from school to school, teaching nearly 1,000 students in the public schools to play chess and also to benefit through playing chess.
Why can kids benefit from playing chess?
Skills like focus, critical thinking, concentration, all of these things can be built, and it's also a lot of fun for them along the way.
Their awards were announced in December 2025, and this year, His Majesty King Charles has announced five additional members of the community in the birthday's honors list, including Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson, who has been made a commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, leading up to his retirement next month.
It wasn't something that I'm expected, but I'm very proud to receive the award, especially pleased that my family is around to witness all of this, especially my mother who's here, who also has an MBE.
Yeah, because you also have an MBE as well.
I do.
You're setting a high standard, sir.
Yes, and I have no doubt there are more persons coming behind me that's going to get CBEs and higher awards. So I'm feeling very blessed in terms of where we are as a civil service and where we are as the Cayman Islands. We're set.
Leading Monday's parade was Detective Superintendent Peter Lansdowne with the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service, who was awarded a King's Police Medal for services to policing in Cayman and in support of other British overseas territories.
The award is unbelievable. That's just so humbling. 47 years in the police. I'm trying to think back over all the years what I've done to deserve something like that. It's amazing. The parade today, I think that was my punishment for getting the award. It was hard work, but the guys did us proud.
In addition, founder and director of Acts of Random Kindness, Tara Nielsen, was made a member of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. Senior Manager for Education Programs at DART, Glenda McTaggart, was awarded a British Empire Medal. And Executive Committee Member of Sustainable Cayman, Melanie Carmichael, has been awarded a Certificate and Badge of Honor. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The Parliament says recent participation in a Commonwealth Parliamentary Association group will help inform how small parliaments strengthen oversight, independence, and public engagement. Radio K-Man's Elizabeth Charles has more.
According to a recent statement, Deputy Speaker the Honourable Perlina McGaugh-Lumsden and Parliamentary Secretary Julie Hunter represented the Cayman Islands at the CPA Small Branches Workshop in Mele, Maldives from April 27th to April 29th. The event, hosted by the People's Majlis of the Maldives in collaboration with the CPA Headquarters Secretariat, brought together parliamentarians from small jurisdictions under the theme Strong and Independent Parliaments in Small Jurisdictions. They say the three-day program provided a platform for delegates to exchange knowledge, share experiences, and explore practical approaches to strengthening parliamentary institutions. Discussions covered parliamentary oversight, legislative independence, public engagement, effective governance, and the evolving role of parliaments in meeting the needs of their communities. Officials report that participants examined the unique opportunities and challenges faced by small jurisdictions and considered how parliaments can adapt and innovate while upholding democratic principles in increasingly complex societies. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
In other local news, the Department of Environmental Health is upgrading its customer service and downgrading its waste time as it launches a new online payment program. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
On Monday, gov.ky/DEH will feature a brand new payment portal for garbage fees, marking a, quote, major milestone in the department's modernization strategy. The new digital payment system is set up to allow business operators, property owners, and stratas to securely settle invoices from anywhere at any time.
This is a critical step in our commitment to supporting a world-class civil service that prioritizes efficiency, transparency, and customer service convenience.
DEH Director Richard Sims says the portal eliminates the need to stand in line or physically travel to the department's head office to pay invoices, like its commercial and strata garbage fees that go out twice a year. Historically, clients could only pay with cash, check, debit, or credit card directly at physical front desks. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. To use the online system, customers must pay using a debit or credit card. The Cayman Islands Center for Business Development is launching a Raising Capital Forum to help small business owners tackle one of their biggest challenges, access to funding. Tonight at 8 p.m. at Hotel Indigo, they're inviting owners and operators of micro, small, and medium-sized businesses to attend. The forum, held under the theme Capital Connections, Bridging SMEs to Funding Opportunities, will bring together entrepreneurs, financial institutions, investors, business leaders, and ecosystem partners. The program includes two panel discussions and a live pitch segment featuring five entrepreneurs from the center's Capital Quest Investment Readiness Program. Director Thijs Doucet says the event is intended to give business owners practical guidance and opportunities to move their ventures forward.
Whether you're looking to expand or launch a new venture, access to capital is often one of the biggest challenges. The Raising Capital Forum will provide practical information and opportunities that can help businesses move forward.
She added it was designed to help entrepreneurs better navigate funding options and build their networks.
This forum is about helping entrepreneurs understand the funding landscape and make valuable connections that can support their growth journey.
After the formal sessions, representatives from participating financial institutions will remain available to share information on products, services, and financing options for small businesses. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.